is this your first time in New York for New Year's Eve?
Yes. Yes.
What made you want to come here?
We want to see Dick's ball drop.
Whoa, Dick, they're ready to see it. I beg your pardon. Let's go over to the Isuk, young lady. Good luck, girls, with that.
Digital Pirate Radio.
DJ Digital!
Thud. Mary at the Disco!
And Georgia at the Disco.
Welcome to 2006. Woo!
Yay!
Another episode of Digital Flood Pirate Radio. Actually, the first episode of Volume 2, downloaded weekly from digitalflood.com.
We made it to a second season!
That's because we don't work by the rating systems. If we worked by the rating systems, chances are right now we'd all be homeless and living on the streets. But God bless the internet and allowing talentless people to have crappy radio shows.
Woo!
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 Georgette, would you like to sing a song?
Yes, I like chicken, I like liver, cow mix with the liver.
There you go, best song of the year, the Meow Mix song. Me and Mary at the Disco were watching TV the other day, and they have an actual clock that plays that. Did you see, were you with me that?
Yes!
Yes, yeah.
And right? me too.
You were there too, and it's the most annoying thing, the clock sings that hourly.
Yeah.
Except I think the clock gets the words right, but
yeah,
it's close enough.
But I don't want to get it, though.
No, it pretty much scares me.
Yeah.
It's got, like, a little light sensor, though, and I threatened to get one and put it in Mary's bedroom and, like, put a little flashlight on it with a timer so it sets it off every hour. It sings it every hour. And then, you know, Mary didn't find that too funny.
You're not funny.
No, I'm not. And that's why you tune in every week, because I'm not funny.
Woot!
I like chicken. I like liver.
Yeah, mix. They deliver. Something
I
like that.
I like chicken. I like liver.
So anyway.
Cow mix, liver.
So anyway, what'd you think about that MTV New Year's last night, Chris?
Oh my gosh, what a ridiculous carry on through.
Oh, do you ever see green is my favorite color?
Okay. Sounds like a news bulletin.
And I love you, Daddy.
I love you, too.
Okay. So, anyway. So, back to the MTV. So, we were watching that last night, you know, Eden Horse Dervers, and it was good. What was your highlight from the whole show, though, Chris?
I think my highlight was Paul Wall.
Yeah.
I liked Paul Wall.
He was hilarious.
Yeah, he was very robotussined and hypnotic up. He'd been mixing the purple haze with the blue hypnotique. And he'd had one too many, you could tell.
He had no clue what was going on.
My favorite moment was when he was up there, and they're interviewing him, Nelly, and a few of the other guys that they did the grill song together. And they're hanging out, and Paul and Nelly's talking, and, you know, they're like, you know, you tell us, you know, some pivotal things that happened this year. And Nelly, of course, recounts that his sister passed away. His sister did pass away this year. And Nelly stepped up as a man and a good brother. And he adopted the kids, and he's been taking care of them. And he's talking about how pivotal that is in his life and how much that's changed his life, and how he's got new focus and how he misses his sister and you know, how, you know, things are changing for him and he's growing up. And this is, you know, he's looking forward to this year to mature, and he misses his sister, but he wants to carry on. And then they hand the mic to Paul Wall, who's drunk off his butt. And Paul was like, I'm the people champion, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you gotta talk like, you know, y'all. And I got the number one record in the country, and I'm the best producer and DJ ever out there, you know what I'm saying? The people's champion. And the entire place just, like, was still silent from Nelly. And they didn't know what to say. Like, Paul smiling wall to wall, showing off the grill. Like, he doesn't even know what's going on. And that's just
hobbling
great.
Back and forth.
And, of course, the most obnoxious person on the whole thing was that Steven jerk from Laguna Beach.
Oh, my God. Laguna Beach, like, I watched that show, I'll admit it. I watched it, like, every week. And Steven annoyed me on the show. But the most obnoxious part for me with Steven was he's standing there talking to Vanessa. And Vanessa's like, so any bands, like, you picked up on this year, like, any good music? Well, I've been listening to a lot of this and that. And, one no-name band I like is a little band called Action Action. Action Action!
At that point, I flip out because I'm like, what? No-name band? They're on every girl's MySpace page, like, in 1,000 miles.
Yeah, Action Action. Action is not a no-name band. They are on Victory Records. Victory Records is not a no-name
label. They're a pretty big indie label. Yeah, they're the biggest indie label out there right now. You can't be a no-name band when you got
like, he's trying to be all cool, like, he doesn't listen to music. Does he know where Action Action came from, some of the members? Yeah, they stem from a little band called Count the Stars. Take that in your pipe and smoke it, Steven from Laguna Beach. This is MC Mary at the Disco from the OC New York School at your ass.
The first princess of DJ Digital Flood Pirate Radio or something.
Princess? I don't want to be a princess. And a princess, in a parliamentary monarchy has no actual power. I want to be a member of parliament. I want to be the prime minister.
But DJ,
she's seen and
purple.
She's politically intelligent. Great. Well, I think we should get into the countdown. What we're doing here is the worst songs of 2005. We're going to be celebrating Dick Clark, who I understand wasn't doing so good last night.
Yeah.
But we're still going to be shouting out his best moments. And we got a few other things going on this show. And we want to kick it off with our number 10 worst song of 2005, DHT, with their cover of Roxette's Listen to Your Heart.
Horrible.
Played in Revolution on every pop station at least once every hour. No joke. You could not turn on Z100, K104. You couldn't turn on any pop station in the New York metro area and not hear this song 1,000 times.
Horrible.
So here we're going to go. We're going to kick it off. Digital Flood Pirate Radio, DJ Digital Flood.
Mary the Disco.
And Church had this by Love, Listen to Your Heart. But do you just say purple?
Something like that. Approved by DJ Georgette at the Disco.
Hey, how come I'm only an MC? When did she get her DJ license?
We'll talk about that later.
I I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down, down into my belly.
You are listening to DJ Digital Flood.
I'm a dreamer, but my heart is gold. I had to run away high so I wouldn't come home low. Just when things went right, didn't mean they were always wrong. Just take this song, you'll never feel left all alone. Like an open book for the whole world to read. Sometimes nothing keeps me together at the seams. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Home sweet home. I'm on my way.
Just for fun. You keep playing where I got. got your plan, yeah. The other big initials were to run. These boots on me for walking on. That's just what they do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over the earth.
Digital Flood.
Mary the Disco.
And Georgia at the Disco.
Top 10 worst songs of 2005. We started off with DHT, Listen to Your Heart, followed up with Limp Bizkit, Home Sweet Home / Bittersweet Symphony.
They killed it.
Oh, Cinderella and, oh, God. I don't know what they were thinking. Limp Bizkit just bombed this year.
Bittersweet Symphony was like one of my favorite songs, and they totally killed it.
I just don't know what they were thinking. Like, they released a bomb of an album that just didn't do anything, and then they like right away released their greatest hits, which And then Jessica Simpson, These Boots Are Made for Walking. Nancy Sinatra. I mean, you're talking about a cover that you're not supposed to mess up, and then she goes and she turns it into this pseudo redneck. Yeah. I don't know. All for the Dukes of Hazzard movie, which was another bomb of 2005.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
We're going to get right back into the music here, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coming up next,
Hawthorne Heights, Ohio is for Lovers.
The unseen clip of the week.
Yeah, this is... All right. This band, they were pretty good, and I listened to them in the beginning. I'll admit it.
Me too.
But when... You see them every 5 seconds on MTV, like, ridiculously. And their video wasn't even complete. You know, when I first saw the video, they didn't edit it out. And then they realized that they said things like, was promoting maybe, like, cutting your wrists or something ridiculous like that. And then so they started trying to edit it out. But then the first time they tried to edit it, it was like, cut my wrist and my eyes! Like, and they edited out the wrong part. Like, it was ridiculous.
No one even knew what they were saying.
Yeah. The whole half the song is bleeped out on MTV, so I don't know what these people are trying to listen to, and they're all like, yeah! So, like, If you go see Hawthorne Heights and people only know certain words of the songs, that's that song,
why they've that's listened why. To the Which edited version. And let me put it this way. Hawthorne Heights just happens to be on a little no-name label called Victory.
Like so, Action Action.
Like Action Action.
That's ridiculous.
Steven, you're a moron. DJ Digital Flood?
Married the Disco.
Until Death of the Disco.
Digital Flood Pirate Radio. We're going to get back into it. Number 7, Hawthorne Heights. Ohio is for lovers. And possibly gay emo kids.
Now back to the music.
Because I didn't say that last year. Feliz Año Nuevo, Mama! And everybody down in San Diego. Dave, I know we gotta take this break, but we'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Feliz Año Nuevo, Mario. All right.
DJ Digital Flood.
I'll wait for the postman to bring me a letter. And I'll wait. I carry the weight of the world on my shoulders. Family in crisis that only grows older. Why'd you have to go? Why'd you have to go? Why'd you have to go? Daughter to father, daughter to father. I am broken, but I am hoping. Daughter to father, daughter to father. I am crying, a part of me's dying. And these are the conditions of a broken heart. And I
escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
You're looking just a little too hard at me, standing just a little too close to me.
surprised she didn't pop out a lung doing that.
Yeah, I know.
Her fake butt cheek.
Jesus, Christmas cards.
Holy camera, holy. Alexa's joined us.
Yes, I have.
Yes. It's another exciting day here at the Flood Pirate Radio. I forgot the name of my show. It's great.
Digital Flood Pirate Radio.
The finest of the fine.
Of the fine. At the disco.
At the disco. We started off at number 7 with Hawthorne Heights doing Ohio is for Lovers and Gay Emo Kids. And then we picked up with Lindsay Lohan off of her album. Singing. What was the name of that album?
Lindsay Lohan? That was from her album. I don't even know. It was so bad.
Confessions of a Broken
Heart. That's her. That's the song.
A little bit of trivia, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a Daddy Never Hugged Me song.
Yeah, actually it's about her parents divorcing and like her dad beating her mom or something and her getting hit by paparazzi, you know, something ridiculous.
But it still doesn't give an excuse why she acts like she acts. I mean, you know, I don't care how bad she had it. She's still a slut and there's no excuse for it. But more importantly, there's no excuse for her not coming over and giving me some. Lindsay Lohan, you know how to reach me. You know how to get me. You know how cheap of a date I am. A little Robitussin, some Dipset, me and you. It's romantic.
Hypnotic purple flow.
Oh, yeah.
Then some Jennifer Lopez.
Off her album, Rebirth.
Get right.
Not to be confused with No Birth or...
Beginning Birth.
Or Getting Birth.
After Birth.
Debirth. Ex-birth. The birth of her hiney. That was Get Right, which I think that was every song on the album was Get Right.
Yeah.
So
you almost download Cupid C of You Got Like That, You Have It Like That, You Get That Daddy.
Well, it's not out yet. You're referring to Pharrell Williams' new album. I believe it comes out this month, I believe.
Yeah, he has to legally buy that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Song.
It is a very good song. That video is very catchy. We will be playing songs that are unlike that song as we continue our trek down the horribleness that is pop music. We're going to get right back into it.
Yep. With some Ashley Simpson. I didn't steal your boyfriend.
But you did steal this tune. Here we are, Digital Flood Pirate Radio. DJ Digital Flood.
Mary the Disco.
And Georgia at the Disco.
Alexa not saying anything, Groucher licking his crotch. Digital Flood Pirate Radio!
What you been doing? What you been doing? Whoa, haven't seen you around. How you been feeling? How you been feeling? Whoa, don't you bring me down. All that shit about me being with him. Can't believe all the lies that you told. Just to ease your own soul. But I'm bigger than that. No, you don't have my back. No, no. Hey, along till the music drowns you out. Don't put words up in my mouth. This to your boyfriend. Hey, along till you face what's going on. Cause you really got it wrong. This to your boyfriend. Hey, along till you look at your own life instead of looking into mine. This to your boyfriend. Hey, along till you're leaving me alone. Don't you got somewhere to go. This to your boyfriend. What you been doing? What you been doing? Whoa, haven't seen you around. How you been feeling? How you been feeling? Whoa, don't you bring me down. All that shit about me being with him. Can't believe all the lies that you told. Just to ease your own soul. But I'm bigger than that. No, you don't have my back. No.
Hey, how long till you face what's going on? straight up murder your ass.
You are listening to DJ Digital Flood.
O'clock in the morning and the rays from the sun wakes me. I'm stretching and yawning in a bed that don't belong to me. Then a voice yells, good morning, darling, from the bathroom. Then she comes out and kisses me, and to my surprise, she ain't you. Now I've got this dumb look on my face like, what have I done? How could I be so stupid to be have laid here till the morning sun? Lost the track of time. What was on my mind? From the club went to a home. Didn't plan to stay that long. Here I am quickly trying to put on my clothes. Searching for my car keys, trying to get on up out the door. Then she stretched her hands in front of it, said you can't go this way. Looked at her like she was crazy, said woman move out my way. I said I got a wife at home, she said please don't go out there. Lady, I've got to get home, she said her husband was coming up the stairs. Quiet, hurry up and get in the closet. She said, don't you make a sound, or some is going down. I said, why don't I just go out the window? Yes, except for one thing, we on the fifth floor. Think, quick, put me in the closet. And now I'm in this darkest closet trying to figure out just how I'm gonna get my crazy about this house. Then he walks in and yells, I'm home. She says, honey, I'm in the room. He walks in there with a smile on his face, saying, honey, I've been missing you. She hops all over him and says, I've cooked and ran your bath water. Telling you now, this girl's so good that she deserves an Oscar. Throws her in the bed and starts snatching her clothes off. I'm in the closet like, man, what is going on? Not gonna believe it, but things get deeper as the story goes on. Next thing you know, a call comes through on my cell phone. I tried my best to quickly put it on vibrate, but from the way he act, I could tell it was too late. He hopped up and said, there's a mystery going on and I'm gonna solve it. And I'm like, God, please don't let this man open his closet. He walks in the bathroom and looks behind the door. She says, baby, come back to bed. He says, say no more. He pulls back the shower curtain while she's biting her nails. Then he walks back to the room. Right now I'm sweating like hell. Checks under the bed, then under the dresser. He looks at the closet. I pull out my Beretta. He walks up to the closet. Get closer to the closet. Now he's at the closet. Now he's opening the closet.
DJ Digital Flood.
Yes, indeed. It's getting closer and closer. Count it down. 20, 19, 18, 17, etc., etc. We're going to get there. Yes, indeed. In 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Shake that love it, love it. Shake that love it, love it.
like shit. Been all over here to shit. Work that pole and work it well. Stacks on deck, your ain't gon' swell. Girl, let me touch ya, I will never tell. The security guard don't scare nobody. Damn right, I took that hoe. All the money that hit the floor. D4L, I'm ready to go. Hoe can't even shake no more. They tired out, let's ride out. Bitch wanna go, then she can go. When she get in my car, don't play no more. Start move on, little Marfa Bo. Big shit pop, I already know. Let me see that laffy taffy.
Nah, nah, nah. Girl, break that laffy taffy.
Song isn't over, I'm turning it off. Oh, my god. It's like living through having my butt probed at a doctor by a hooker or something. I don't know.
Nimchuck.
Nimchuck.
Hey, where's Alexa?
She's here.
She's right there.
Oh, scared me.
We're all scared, Georgette. We've lived through some... We've lived through some pretty horrible music.
I'm 2K5.
Well, we started off with Ashley Simpson.
No way!
I didn't steal Wilder Velderama from Lindsay Lohan.
That's brilliant.
You know what I don't understand? I don't understand how she could steal anything, aside from maybe a purse or candy or something.
The only person that claimed to her was Ryan Cabrera, and he only did it because he wanted to be famous.
He wanted to be on TV.
Yeah, and spiky hair doesn't get you anywhere.
I mean, Jessica Simpson, I can understand. She's pretty good looking, and after her Barbie doll plastic surgery that she didn't get, quote unquote, she looks pretty hot. And now that she's divorced and...
Not
and,
to Nick anymore.
Yeah, you know, she's trying to end the marriage. I mean, the whole... cosmetic surgery was pretty aptly timed, if you ask me. It's like, oh, I look pretty, I'm divorcing you. You know, I mean, that's
she just was happy that she wasn't a virgin anymore.
Unbelievable.
Anyway.
Your tongue is green.
Then trapped in the closet.
Oh, R. Kelly. Coming
the longest
in,
saga of my life.
coming in at number three, R. Kelly, trapped in the closet. It had 15 parts, I believe, 15 chapters. Yeah. They reached 2-3 minutes long. It was an entire album.
The video was the best.
I mean, the video didn't make any sense, and you know, he goes in the closet. And he's talking about being trapped in the closet for, you know, an hour and a half. You know, I mean, come out of the damn closet. You know, we know what you're talking about. We know that it has nothing to do with the girl. You're not trapped in the closet there. You just want
to
come out of the
closet. I love how there's random innuendos, too, to it. Like, there's two gay men, and there's all this, like, twist.
I know.
This whole melodrama.
There's, like, there's stuff underwritten in there. He's obviously not talking about a girl, first off. Second off, anyone who writes an entire song about being trapped in the closet, all right, maybe fine. But an entire 15-part opera about being trapped in the closet, and an opera, a rap opera. The last band to record a opera was Queen, Night at the Opera. I mean,
I see a silhouette of a man, scaramouche, then you do the fandango.
R. Kelly, just level with us. You're into some freaky things.
Like peeing on girls my age.
Oh. And hanging out with guys in closets. It's okay. Yeah. We're there for you. We want you incarcerated, never to touch any human beings ever again. You'll live behind a glass wall. Okay, fine. That's not so good. But you know what? You gotta fess up.
Then to the Laffy Taffy song.
Oh my god. Yeah. D4L, the Laffy Taffy song. I was spared most of the year of the Laffy Taffy song.
And my tongue is back.
I told you about the Laffy Taffy song.
The Laffy Taffy song, yeah, you did tell me about, because it's so bad. I mean, mm-hmm. I was fortunate enough, I listened to urban rap stations, so they really weren't playing that, because that was kind of like a pop thing. Mm-hmm. But when I did hear it, and it came on at like 2 in the morning, I almost drove off the road. And, you know, I wanted to find a deer and splash into it, or a telephone pole or something. I couldn't deal with the song anymore. I had to turn the channel.
Yeah, 2005, a year in review.
The things that almost made it, though. What did we not get on this countdown that should have made it?
Hillary Duff. New look, I'm not feeling it.
No. Her with guys almost twice her age just isn't cutting.
Good Charlotte.
Yeah, when you're hanging out with Good Charlotte, you're not going to make good music. I don't know what that has to do with 2005. We just wandered off.
What?
Anyway. There was so much bad music this year. I mean, there...
So much bad, like, random things.
It was the year of bad. But...
The best wrap-up of 2005 has got to be Best Year Ever on VH1.
I know. It has to... you have to cover it, but there's no way to describe it.
The funniest thing I saw, though, was... George Bush was at a conference in China, and he was trying to exit, and he went out the wrong door, and he stood locked there with an awkward moment. And the thing
trying to trick me.
Yeah, those things. The comedians on VH1, Michael Ian Black is my favorite. He's so funny.
Wait, that happens to me.
Yeah, you get confused quite often.
I'm confused right now.
I just drew on myself.
Well, we'd like to thank you for listening. It's time to close out another show.
This is the number one song.
And we're gonna go into the number one song. It wasn't very hard for us to pick this song. It took the consortium of people that I polled about 30 seconds overall to say that this song was the song that annoyed them the most this year. And I had maybe 2-3 people tell me that they liked it. And after I was done laughing in their face. And then when I'd gotten done, like, rolling around on the floor, and then when I could control myself and actually look them in the eye, I was like, you're still stupid, so shut up. We don't care.
Break out your bandanas and aviators, everyone.
We're heading to Bat Country.
Yeah!
Number one worst song of 2005, Bat pronounced by Digital Flood Pirate Radio.
Bat Country!
By Avenged Sevenfold, A7X.
Get your tattoos, your bandanas, and your aviators.
And let's go to a strip club.
But I think we're starting to lie. But I'm almost bigger than Marnie.
Georgia at the Disco makes more sense than this song does. I just want to let you know that right now. So we're going to close out. We hope you come back next week. Next week we've got the WAC Radio Reunion. We're going to have on Eric. We're going to have on Muppet Mike. We're going to have on Reverend Baker. It should be crazy.
Happy 2005. I mean, shit.
We don't know what year it is. Digital Flood Pirate Radio. DJ Digital Flood.
Mary at the Disco.
Introcha at the Disco.
Alexa's still not saying anything.
Alexa with the chocolate milk.
Tripod and Groucho passed out on the bed. We'll see you when we see you.
In a man. Yeah.
Street cleaners are out, the street sweepers are up, the police are disbanding their activities, and everybody's going home to Betty by.
Digitalflood.com.
Digital Flood Pirate Radio.